KFIW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left two dead and four wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh police are looking for the owner of a deceased dog found in a dumpster this week. Police say the medium-sized black female dog was found in a metal dog kennel and was severely emaciated. They believe the dog was between 3 and 4 years old. OPD said in a press release, quote, "Animal cruelty and neglect will not be tolerated in our community. These acts are both inhumane and unacceptable," end quote. Anyone with information about the dog or its owner is asked to call the Oshkosh PD or Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. A man riding on a tractor was killed and its driver was injured after a pickup truck rear-ended the tractor in Waupaca County this week. The accident happened Wednesday night just after 8:30 on State Highway 22 in the town of Little Wolf. Officials say the tractor was rear-ended by a pickup, causing the driver and passenger of the tractor to be ejected. The passenger was then struck by another vehicle. The passenger died at the scene, and the driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is being investigated by the Waupaca Sheriff's Department. The eighth round Downtown Pale Ale, the collaborative beer created to commemorate the NFL Draft 2025 coming to Green Bay next week, is available and on tap at breweries throughout the greater Green Bay area. Nine breweries came together to develop the brew that's described as hoppy, hazy, and slightly fruity with plenty of flavor. Only 45 barrels of the special beer were brewed. That works out to over 11,000 pints. Canned pints will only be available at the Draft City Music Fest downtown Wednesday and Saturday. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers. Tomorrow at noon for game one of their best-of-seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that.
But, yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody. You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even an isolated thunderstorm today. A couple of isolated stronger storms are also possible, so be weather aware today. Our high in the mid-60s. Tonight we're going to drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Emerson Lehman, host of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay, into the studio for a pickleball breakdown. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1100 AM and 1590 AM. 48. Thank you, Todd. We've only been doing this for 2 years, and I've always had to look. Usually look when we'd have the signs up here what our frequencies were, because I couldn't quite.
What's the frequency, Dennis? Kenneth?
None of your business, Dennis.
I'm playing that next.
48 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 51 in Oshkosh. Cloudy showers, possible storms this afternoon, high in the mid-60s. We will take the mid-60s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
All day.
Vanessa Moran was here, 2 miles for autism. Meadowbrook Elementary School tomorrow morning. They're doing their walk and run. Lisa Hale, New Wisco Weekend. They've got some unbelievable stories coming up. Mark Hewson and Mitchell Van Voren from Belvin Sports Medicine. Man, Mitchell's hoping to have his name called this weekend as a tight end in the National Football League. Sam Eli and TJ Bowles, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. And Todd, before we bring up these distinguished gentlemen and Dennis, tell us what we're giving away.
Oh, we got some tickets for tonight's Epic Center event. Jim, you want to give us some details
sure.
on that?
Grand yeah. Union's playing. They've been on.
Grand Union is awesome. Hey, Dennis.
Great friends.
Yeah.
Unbelievable friends. Yes.
They are, and they're good. Great they people. Are great. They're bringing their whole orchestra or their whole band tonight. Fantastic. They're with two that. The lady's got a great voice.
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
Incredible.
Ken Amaze. He's incredible. Yeah.
But they're coming with their whole crew. It's at the Epic Center tonight. It's a charity fundraiser for the new community shelter, but $50. And it's tons of food.
Phenomenal food.
It is. It is. It's great food.
I mean, phenomenal.
And it's, you know, there's seating, there's tables you can sit at and listen to this great music, and there's silent auction and door prizes, and it's just a great event. And I'm sure a lot of you have been to the Epic Center. But we're giving away two tickets. To whom?
Paradise. Well, let's do that tonight. We will give them away. You can text in right now if you'd like to go to the Epic Center tonight for the big show. We'd
great
love to send
event,
you.
People. No, yep. No BS. This is a great event.
Yeah. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, there's a text button. Use that. Say, hey, I want to go to the Epic tonight, and we will set you up with a pair of tickets that will be at Will Call.
And I actually got a text from the top bishop in the state. He said, even though it's Good Friday, you can eat meat. They got a special dispensation from the top.
Careful.
I know a few guys. I'm in the Altar Boy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal Altar Boy.
You said a lot too? There, John.
Yeah, my hat sock is retired in Nevada.
Right.
I'm lying so much right now, it's mind-boggling on Good Friday. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Everything coming out of my mouth is a lie. Except for what a great event you guys were at. We got Dennis Peters here from the Glam Band, of course, every Friday. We love having him here. And, you know, the number one thing, you know, people can brag about Dennis being the great singer, vocalist of the year. He's up for the top award again in the state of Wisconsin. I don't think of Dennis that way. I think of Dennis as being a tremendous, oh, look at that. Jim.
Here's that 20 for you. Thanks, buddy.
He's like thanks, a man. Mafia oh, guy. Just pulled out a lot of
I appreciate 20s. You. Thanks, friend.
The thing I'm most proud about and most, I don't know, just respectful with him, tremendous military career.
Oh, yeah.
Spent many years raising his right hand, saying he'd put his life on the line for our country. And that's why I love having him. We were talking about your great free fall thing, but Dennis is like the most fervent advocate for supporting veterans and veteran causes that you'll ever meet.
Right on, man.
Hoo-ah.
Yep.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you.
I love that shirt, man. That's freaking impressive. You see the shirt?
It's a cool shirt.
Yeah.
I don't have a cool shirt like that.
Green Bay Packers saluting
veterans. Why don't I have a cool one like that?
I think it's the best sweatshirt in the business.
Well, I'll tell you what. These guys do an event, and I've been involved with it. What was the first year, 2015?
2015 was the first event in Amro.
So let's talk a little bit about us, because I've always wanted to do it for whatever reason. I swear to God, for 10 years now, something has come up on that day where I can't jump out of an airplane.
Here we go.
Yeah.
With you guys.
Nerves. Here we go.
Well, whatever. Hey, Jim actually, oh, wow.
Maybe
Jim,
it's life insurance, huh?
Do you know that Jim, who was a pothead somewhat, I'm sorry.
Wow.
So when he was at St. Norbert, he actually put a sign up on his door, if you want to get high Saturday, contact me. True?
It's true. That is true.
And what was it?
We needed 20 people to skydive in Amro because it was much cheaper. It was like $80 instead of like $150. So I
call that the group rate.
Right. Yeah. It was the group rate. So I said, if you want to get high, call room 319, which is where I live.
Right on, yeah.
And people called and they're like, what's this all about, man? And I'm like, hey, and then they came up and I got the people we needed. And we all went out there on a Saturday and the training was like an hour. It just wasn't very in depth at all. And then we went up, you know, it's 3,000 feet. It wasn't real high, but it was
static climb. Probably,
yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was
so
a
like,
lot of fun.
Thing, and then back to his dorm room, they got even higher. Right?
Just learned the toggles. And anyway, that was a real thrill. And that's the first time I ever flew. So I jumped out.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I've taken plenty of people where they've never been in an airplane.
Right.
And then they jump out.
Yeah. I want you guys to introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you guys do. I want you to put it in your own words.
All right, my name's Andy Van Handel. I've been involved with the Freedom Free Fall event since 2015, when a good friend, John Mino, was part of it. Here's a whole history. We could literally talk for hours about the history of the event. Basically, paired up with my friend Vinny here, with the HUA group, stands for Helping Out American Heroes. Just an incredible group.
Tremendous organization.
They are an absolute machine at what they do for veterans in this state. And we got the event going where we pay for veterans to go on a tandem skydive. To date, I think we put up over 200 veterans in the 10 years we've been doing.
And again, I was telling these guys a story before we went on the air. The first year I was there in 2015, I did an interview with a guy. The last time he had jumped off an airplane was on D-Day in the invasion, Dennis.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. The first year I took 9 veterans from 6 different wars in one day. I went out to the DZ that day thinking it's just going to be miserable. It's going to be hot. And it was. It was August.
It was so hot. It was mind-boggling.
It was miserable. But I went home with tears in my eyes, and not because of the work we did physically, but I called Will Kolkin, who is the founder of HUA Wisconsin, and I said, brother, we're doing this every year. I don't care what we have to do, because it takes money. Skydiving is a very expensive sport. But we've literally has changed lives doing it. Just last year, I took a Marine Corps veteran, and in the airplane, he was outright scared. And there was a whole thing before the event. His truck broke down, hooked him up with another veteran who I actually went to high school with, and they carpooled down there. I took David out of the airplane, and when we landed, the other instructor in the plane says to me, man, I'm surprised you got him out, because he was that scared.
Wow.
Better part of this whole story is the next day, David messages me and said, that was more adrenaline than the Battle of Fallujah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I get chills just talking about that. It's like, wow. I mean, this is something with when these guys jump out of that airplane, they hit the ground, they're going, holy man. Like,
okay, well, let's back up then. Yeah. Let's talk about a very, you know, poignant thing where this all began with, we won't even say her name, but a very good friend of ours, where this whole thing came about, and the prevention of suicide. I mean, the main reason for this is to help bring awareness to suicide prevention with veterans. So go ahead, guys. And so, I shouldn't even say just veterans, but also not just veterans, but their spouses, their girlfriends, their boys. Yep. Okay, so go ahead.
So we, back in 2014 or so, I was jumping at the Drop Zone in Pulaski, which we have our June 14th event this year. And we have a July 12th event in Madison this year at Seven Hills Skydivers. But I was jumping up there, and I had met Charity. I'm not a big believer in fate, really, but I had met her. She told me her story. It was an incredible story. In the meantime, the drop zone at the time had closed. The owner closed the stores, couldn't afford to keep it open or whatever anymore. And we had just kept in touch, and she hooked up with the HUA group. And, you know, her story was that her fiance was a veteran, PTSD suicide. She had this whole thing. She's going to try skydiving, kind of memorialize them, yada, yada, yada. She found out skydiving was her therapy. Yep. And I could understand that as a skydiver. I go back to 2001 when the whole world shut down after 9/11, all general aviation, rightfully so. But I remember going out to the drop zone being very angry at a lot of things because I couldn't jump. Skydive was my drug, my form of therapy, you know. Yeah, right there. And it was that was the first year, the first Freedom Freefall event. And I remember Charity was in the airplane with me and Ollie, who was our World War II veteran. She got some video of us jumping out. And I tell you, it was life-changing for me, the first Freedom Freefall event. And I remember being in the airplane and Ollie, there was a Korean War veteran we took later on that day.
I'm showing these guys pictures from that day.
Look at those smiles, man.
Yep. Yeah.
It's hard to beat those.
And was I thinner then? Yeah. Yes or no? A little bit or fatter?
A little bit.
I see a free soul in that picture.
Yeah. But that's, yes, yeah. That and that thinner is, yesterday. Yes, but sure, yeah. And that's the World War II veteran
and it was just,
who jumped that day.
It was just so, I was nervous in the plane. My thought was, don't break the veteran, you know? Because, yeah. I mean,
did you jump with him?
Yeah. You were 95 years old. He wasn't super mobile, but, you know, so there's a lot of extra care. You know, at the time, I think I probably had 2,000 or 3,000 skydives. I currently have 3,800 now.
You've jumped 3,800 times.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lot. If I go to a bigger drop zone, I'm a small fish in a big pond, you know, but around here, I'm a big fish in a small pond. So, but yeah, I don't know if Vinny wants to talk more about HUA and the incredible stuff.
Again, let's get right to the heart of why we do this, or why you guys do this. Go ahead, Vinny.
All right, I'm Vinny. I've been part of veterans organizations for better part of 20 years. I didn't serve myself, but I have the ultimate respect for all my friends and family that did serve. Thank you, brother, for coming.
Thank you for letting me.
And it's just, I tried to give back whatever way I can. And I was fortunate to become a board member of HUA, Wisconsin. And I took on, Will asked me if I would kind of take over the freefall project. I said, absolutely. And my first
year. And we're talking about Will Koken, who comes on our show on a regular basis, basically, right. with Fourth, who, just a tremendous job.
Right. And my first freefall event, I tell you what, it was, you go into it with the unknowns, but I tell Chelsea and Will now that the only way you guys will take it away from me is if I die. So this is such a great program. I've had fortunate enough to have so many awesome vets. A lot of them came from dark places, and we do what we do with them, and it's like night and day. It's like a light turns back on in their eyes.
We're gonna send a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about that again. We're gonna get to the roots of this and how this is formed to help prevent suicide. Absolutely. With veterans. Yeah. Andy Van Handel, Chris Vincent, UA in Freedom Freefall event coming up. Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group out of Oshkosh and New Berlin. Back right after this.
Loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilby?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 4/30/2025.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 920-332-5578. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 920-332-5578. That's 920-332-5578.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Girls are home with broken hearts.
Great song, Todd. We're with two very special gentlemen, Andy Van Handel and Chris Vincent. Vinny Hua, Freedom Free Fall Event, Veteran Salute, also Olson Legal Group, who's a veteran of Purple Heart recipient from pretty much right around Baghdad. Great, great people down there, Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Berlin. And we're talking about the Free Fall Event. And Jim, I give you credit. You did something that I could never do. You jumped out of an airplane. Congratulations for doing that. But we've got a great event. This will be the 10-year anniversary.
11th.
This is the 11th. Wow. And where it all began, it began in, I don't want to say a dark place, but let's just be honest.
It began.
But Dennis, read this text we just got here from Ted from Green Bay.
Oh, Ted says, I went to last year's event in Pulaski as a spectator. The smiles on the faces of the veterans after they jumped was an incredible sight. Airborne. Ted from Green Bay. Thanks, Ted.
True that. That is very true.
So if I could just make a comment about that, is a smidget of the feedback we get.
Mm-hmm. Can imagine.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the goal this year is to jump 20 veterans in Pulaski and 20 in Madison again. You know, it's a lot of work on the back end on mine and Vinny's part.
Right.
You're doing the follow up, make sure we get people there. And
let's go to that dark place.
Yeah. So,
I mean, this part's all fun, but there's a real dark place this all began.
It all became for a reason. Yep.
The whole mission of the event is to prevent veteran suicide and show these guys and gals life again. Last year in Pulaski, we took two moms who lost their sons to suicide. And
I did not know
there
that.
Was wow. not yeah. a dry eye in the whole place, no. man. Like, it was... And I always submit an article to Parachutist Magazine after the event. So much to the point that Laura at Parachutist Magazine looks forward to my article every year. And I sent her literally a 7-page Word document this year, knowing it wasn't going to all get published, right. Because mm-hmm. I wanted to get feedback from our moms that we took. And Laura at Parachutist emails me back and she's like, well, this is awesome, but I have to cut it down for space. Understood, but I had to get these stories out there. Right. It's important to literally life changing, you know, and it's, you know, some of these guys are right on the brink. And, you know, back in November, I got a call that hopefully no one gets. My sister took her own life and there were zero signs, man, like none. My sister was not a veteran, which just goes to show you that the people that are awesome at Hua, a week later was Hua's annual ruck march, their big fundraiser. I called Tammy up, who was the president of Hua, and I said, I don't know if I'm going to be there. We're making plans. She asked me why. I told her. She's like, we got you. And the support group, I mean, some of these guys, like this fella that just texted in. Just come out.
By the way, he was 82nd Airborne. Ted was here.
Yeah, just come out and check out the event. And the bond with veterans is so close to how skydivers are. That's why this works so well. Because there's such a bond there.
Okay, to be in the military, I mean, Dennis can talk about this. You got to step out of a comfort zone. Yeah, I don't care how big of an 100%. Athlete you are, whatever. But it's a whole different world. I've got some of the toughest veterans I've ever talked to in my lifetime. And they say the same thing. Those first couple of nights, they basically cried in their bunks. Oh, yeah. It's like, my God, what have I gotten into? Right? Yeah. Is that true, Dennis?
Not for this guy.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Although the guy above me pissed his pants.
But what you guys do with those people, you take them out of a comfort zone to a different place. Yep. And that is therapeutic, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely.
A lot of times you'll see it. They'll walk in and they're just kind of blank. They're nervous. Mm-hmm. And then they're sitting around. They'll talk with the other veterans and they get to know them a little bit. Then you start putting a harness on them, then they know this is happening. And then I joke around with them. I says, you know, there's only one way out of that plane, and it ain't by you landing with it.
Right. So I mean, when the doors open, it's windy, no sounds a whole lot like go, so they just keep going, you know?
Yep.
But, John, you saw that first year of the event. We saw Afghanistan and Iraq veterans bonding with the World War II and Korea guys.
It was like, phenomenal.
Yeah, it was just so cool to see. Like, and I remember Bud, our Korean War veteran. Yep. I would get these guys rigged up. I'd walk them past their spectator friends on purpose so they could cheer them on and
perp walk them.
You know, so somebody asked Bud, he's like, Bud, you excited for this? And he stops dead in his chest. Well, yeah, you don't get excited for this. You got for brains, you know.
We got a text here. Great job, Andy. You are so amazing, Jennifer.
I think that's Jennifer from last year that we took. Great. Yeah, she's. Mm-hmm. I think she's a captain in the military and in the army. And I tell you, man, it's a life changing event. And when we started this event, I think I had 16 years in the sport. I've got going on my 26th season now. And when we started the event, it literally gave me a whole purpose. To the point where when I went down to Seven Hills Skydivers in Madison, my friends got tired of me talking about it. Now we've actually created within our club, we've created a committee for Freedom Freefall because it gets talked about every month, you know. And
so there's still some openings, but if people just want to support you, because you said this is not an inexpensive venture. I mean, it is.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that was 40 years ago I did this and it was expensive. So, I mean, to put this on, if people want to donate, if they want to send you some money.
Absolutely.
Tell us about how we can.
You can go to the HUA Wisconsin's website page. There's a donation tab on there. You can just do a general donation or you can just designate it for Freedom Freefall if you like. Any help is always appreciative because, like it is, it's an expensive sport.
And you know what? People can come out that day and help support.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really important.
Yep,
that
the more the merrier. I mean, you could get. Yeah. The more people to support these guys while they're doing their jumps, I mean, the better it is. It's just a great, great day. You won't be disappointed.
It's right here in Pulaski. Yep. It's so easy to find, right? Mm-hmm. And the date on that is, again?
June 14th is the Pulaski event.
Flag Day? Is it Flag Day?
Flag Day.
Yeah, yep, that's right.
It's a Saturday before Father's Day. and then we're having a July 12th event in Madison, and that's actually what they call World Skydiving Day. So the veterans that jump that day become part of a skydiving world record. And just kind of a cool little promo for these guys too, you know. And another quick story. Last year, the first veteran that we took it in Madison, it was cloudy. So they had to land with the plane. We pointed up, there's a hole, they immediately took off. But one of the first veterans that jumped was my cousin. And his brother was there. He's like, and they lost their dad a couple years prior, who was also a veteran. And my cousin Scott looks at me, he's like, boy, Dad would be really proud of Shane right now. Wow. It's like Shane was deathly afraid of heights. Dad was a carpenter and laughed at him his whole life. So Dad's proud. So
you guys are phenomenal. Yeah. Andy Van Handel, Chris Vinson, hoo-ah, and Freedom Freefall event, Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group coming your way from Oshkosh and Berlin. And coming up on June 14th. In Pulaski. Everybody knows where the little airport is in Pulaski.
Yeah. Can't miss that.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work that you gentlemen do.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys, for having us.
Whatever we can do to promote anything you guys do, we're here with you.
Come out and see us June 14th and July 20th.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, will be sold to Diamond Baseball Holdings. As part of the transaction, DBH is also purchasing the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. That's been the team's home ballpark since it opened in 1995. The existing office staff will continue to operate with the club. The sale will be complete as soon as closing conditions and consent from the league is obtained. One Wisconsin congressman is trying to understand the Trump administration's roller coaster of tariff declarations. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan calls the current situation surrounding Trump administration tariffs incomprehensible. But the 2nd District Democrat says there's at least a possibility that some nations will negotiate during the latest 90-day pause.
So at least the 90-day pause is maybe recognition that you're destroying the stock market and affecting consumers who are going to pay additional taxes. And I assume some countries will probably come. But, you know, that's trade policy. That's not tariffs. I mean, we should, you know, renegotiate trade agreements if that's what they want to do.
Pocan says Trump has thrown markets into turmoil by imposing tariffs without any sort of plan.
State Republicans have introduced an updated version of their right of first refusal law after failing to pass the original bill. The original legislation would have given companies already operating in Wisconsin the chance to exclusively bid on transmission line projects before outside companies could. If passed into law, the updated Wisconsin Energy Reform Act would include bidding controls and restrictions for transmission line projects. Critics of the legislation say it's anti-competitive. Supporters argue it could attract significant financial investment. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even an isolated thunderstorm today. A couple of isolated stronger storms are also possible, so be weather aware today. Our high in the mid-60s. Tonight we're going to drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Author and columnist Doug Moe joins us. His new work called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats about the University of Wisconsin biochemist. Don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back.
Hey, can I just mention, you broke your microphone.
Yes,
can you help John with his microphone? While we're waiting for that to get fixed, I will just say this. Don't forget that today at 5 o'clock is the final time for you to vote for Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. And if you haven't done that already, what you want to do is you want to go to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Right at the top, you'll see a big banner that says Top Craft Pick.
Thank you, Amanda.
The things we have to do for you guys. you want to do that today before 5 o'clock. And then next week, Wednesday, on this show, we will announce the winner of the Top Crafters, right? And we'll also announce the winner that voted that's going to walk away with $250 in gift cards from all of the participating sponsors.
And the dentist just mentioned the winner. He's going to do a live concert for free.
Really?
I
didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The things they make me do around here.
It's going to be after he jumps out of the plane with our buddies from Hua.
In fact, he'll do a concert on the way down.
Exactly.
So, perfect.
We could have a 9-way tie. Those are all great.
Oh,
right?
My God. I was going to say the same thing.
And to see it, to taste it is great, but I'm big on packaging. It's just really cool, the effort they put into that. And so many are family-owned, which I love that, too. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
It's incredible,
yeah.
the quality of product these people and quality of people that are doing these
things.
And
the cool thing that we've learned from them, and just, you know, like the guy in Fond du Lac, wonderful young man, it's like, well, the water is from our backyard in the hills where the limestone filters the water. And then we grow the corn
right out
there,
the window.
And that goes in.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's so organic. It's incredible.
History to it. And it's just, it's fun.
It's
fun. That's going to be very cool. And our goal is to get to every one of them, because some of them, besides making a great product, they have like festivals, but like music, you know, in the summer hours and tours. So I want to, and it's all right here, right?
It's an hour drive.
Appleton, Green Bay. And so that's all right in our district. And the other thing we have to do is, you know, is become more conscious with the environment. It's good to buy local.
Amen.
So, I mean, Jameson's good and some of this other stuff, but Grey Goose, but it's also right here that is grown here, or made here, I should say.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Well, it is time for our Mind on the Mayor live music series with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. First of all, we got to talk about your gigs coming up. I hope you're resting this weekend.
No.
Because, man, do you have really?
No, we're playing at Tanner's on Saturday in Kimberly. Fantastic venue.
Oh, I love Tanner's.
Can't wait to play. I'm ripped. I'm so excited about it.
I love stopping there after doing high school football games at Kimberly, stopping at Tanner's for a little
sandwich.
It's
right there.
And a thing.
The food is cool. So good. They have they have an ool outside, too. It's one of the few places around that has an actual pool out in the, for when the summer season kicks in. It's a
fun place.
It's a fantastic place.
And then
place
tell
to
us
be.
About
those
this
2 weeks.
Next coming week.
Well, we will be playing. Let me say that again. We will be playing at Stadium View Thursday and Friday. And we can't wait for that. And
do you know that they have 13 bands playing? I mean, you're two of them, but we had, is it Melissa? Who's their director of marketing? Maddie. It's Maddie. Maddie's on here. She's on our show. And they are really going all in on this draft. And I hope a lot of people show up. And we're expecting 250,000 people. I'd like to see 250,000, 300,000 people here because there's some great events. Badger State's doing a lot of things. Yep. Obviously, Anduzzi's is too. But I saw your name on that list a couple times.
Just like Mark Houston was saying, it's free.
Right.
You know, it's free, so...
Cool.
You have no. Check it out.
I would think. I think it'd be fun though, Dennis.
No,
I mean, you guys. I don't know, how many gigs do you guys do a year?
All of them.
Yeah, hundreds. Literally. But what's cool is like you're gonna have an audience that's never seen you before.
Every time, especially when
we
play
with something
here.
Like this. I mean, you got people from Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, wherever, seeing you guys. I think that's kind of cool.
It is really, it's really cool, and it's something we don't take for granted. That's for sure.
Good for you. Well, introduce our talent right here, sitting next to us, brother.
Well, I don't know how he wants to be called today, so we didn't have a chance to speak pregame here, if you will. So I'll let him introduce himself and how he'd like to be addressed. And I don't mean any disrespect in that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because,
go right ahead.
Because he's an artiste.
Huh?
And I don't want to mess with that.
Well, you don't. They're artistes.
No, I understand your confusion. my name is Brandon. I go by Strategic.
There you go.
That's my stage name. Yes. Yeah, so, good to be with you guys this morning. Thanks
Great
for having
to have
me.
You here, man.
I got to ask about the name, Strategic. That's like...
Almost sounds like a wrestling name. Yeah. We're the pro wrestlers in here.
That's my rapper name.
And his brother, the Matrix. I don't know.
So I was in a band in college, and we just kind of broke up, graduated, and all that stuff, and just went solo and tried to figure out, you know, what kind of name I wanted and what kind of path I wanted to go on. And so strategic means like a thought out purpose,
right,
or
you guys
on
are
purpose.
All,
so.
You guys are all over the place. I'm strategic. The hell with you.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
exactly.
bad. He's nationwide.
Yeah, right.
I'm still doing this.
Yeah, how long have you been on your own?
It's been just over 15 years now.
Oh, just wow. over. I mean, that's,
it's
not,
been a while.
Well, that's good for you.
Yep. I've known this cat for a while. He doesn't age. No. It's amazing. I don't know what is it, the water? Is it the rain barrels, you know?
It's not the water. I don't really drink a lot of water.
What do you do in real life?
Unless I'm playing shows.
When you're not strategic.
Oh,
always strategic. Always.
Yeah. You know, I do a lot of stuff. I do art. I do some teaching.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing some substitute teaching and stuff like that.
Well, that's cool. And where are you from? We're born and raised, the whole thing. Give us all the background.
Born in Appleton, went to school in Milwaukee, came back to Appleton, been playing all around the state.
We talk about this all the time, and obviously the glam band is, you know, so well known, but there are so many talented people in Northeast Wisconsin. We're blown away sometimes, ain't you?
And I mean, you got to be pleased with what the community has been doing to elevate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, I mean, especially in Appleton, we have mild music.
I know.
And as you got one coming up this week, you're performing this week? Don't they have a mini Mile of Music coming up?
I think they put 11 of you guys on.
They have something going on, yes. I'm not part of that.
Okay.
They just want to give a taste of, they want to get people back, right? That's why we're all doing events, is to get people to come back, right? Yeah. And not, you want to showcase what you have. But anyway, Appleton does a great job, from Mile of Music, PAC, just you guys. Lawrence, of course, turns out some great product.
Yeah, that's great to see.
Yeah. All
What's right, your specialty?
As far as music?
Yeah, growing up, what did you want to do? What kind of music did you listen to? All those things.
I mean, I had a pretty eclectic taste, and I still do. I like a lot of rock stuff. I kind of found my way to, you know, not a lot of the radio stuff, and tried to find different
Well, we're going to do some radio stuff
alternative
right now.
Rock,
we're putting you on the spot right now.
Well, what he's saying is
Todd just said, let's hear some of that music.
But he prefers talk radio, and thank you for that.
I don't think that's what he was saying, to be honest with you.
I heard something like that. That's the interpretation I heard.
That hurt.
A strategic interpretation, if you will.
All right.
Let's hear some, brother.
All right. I'm going to do for you guys a song from my most recent album that came out last year called Possibilities. And this is a song called With My Beating Heart.
The clock is ticking even faster now. I'll make it through this, I just don't know how. Chances to prove myself every single day. Not afraid to fail and learn from my mistakes. With a beating heart, looking forward to the rest of my life. I'm not defined by things I said and did. I still have so much left that I can give. Haven't made it this far on my own. Got friends and family, call it life support. With a beating heart, with a beating heart, gonna get it right. With a beating heart, to my life. take it for granted. Every beat is magic and a story unfolds. And I won't take it for granted. Every beat is magic and a story unfolds. With my beating heart, with my beating heart, I'm gonna get it right. With my beating heart, hey, with my beating heart, with my beating heart, gonna get it right. With my beating heart, I'm looking forward to the rest of my
Strategic in the house with our Dennis from the Glam Band Music Series.
Hey, I heard you have got something new coming out.
Yeah, so
something unique.
Always. Always. Life of a musician.
Well, something for our future. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so that project came out last year, and since then I've been I've been recording and working on a kids' album.
Yeah, awesome. We heard about that.
Yeah, actually, it's a second volume. I already released another volume back in 22.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's been out a while, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And what's the message there? Is it about their, you teach them anatomy? No, I'm just kidding. Bleeding heart.
just kind of in line with a lot of what I do, you know, just trying to, be more of a positive voice.
Nice.
And you mentioned encouraging, you teach, your teacher.
Uplifting. I work with kids quite a bit. So it was just kind of a natural thing that happened during COVID. My kids and I playing around and just writing these silly songs. And
that's awesome.
It's like other people might want to hear these.
I think that's really cool.
So do I.
Dennis?
Oh, indeed. Yeah. So, what you know, he's another example, ladies and gentlemen, of an artist around here that I really think should be on a higher level. And nothing to, about this area. I'm just saying he should be worldwide. His music should be out there on that level. I mean, how do you sing and play so cleanly on a Friday morning? That's what I want to know.
That's a good word. Clean. It's pure. Yeah.
Your voice is just, it's absolutely show ready at 8:30 in the morning. Well, how do you do that?
He hasn't gone to bed yet.
All that coffee I drank.
Is that it? Doesn't work for me, man.
Not usually, but.
Tell us about the kids aspect. I think that's, what type of message are you trying to send in your music to kids?
I think it's a couple things. I think, especially in this area, I think family's a big thing. And so just kind of playing into that a little bit with all the great things that we have going on in this Northeast Wisconsin area. And just kind of realizing that a lot of the people that we know and friends have a lot of kids, and just kind of seeing the culture of music and just trying to be something out there.
But music is a great, and Dennis, I mean, you guys do this too. I mean, we can talk about, we're crazy 80s rock, whatever. But there's something, that connection that you can make through music that you can't do in speaking in a hall. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You can create dreams, for me, music has opened up my insides to the possibilities of something outside of myself, something to aspire to, something to get out of, something holding me back.
When we come back, can you play us one of your kids' songs?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. I want to hear that. I just think that's great, and I want to get, how people can get your music. We'll talk about that. But yeah, I think that's awesome.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love it.
Thanks.
Strategic in the house, Dennis Peters from the Glam Band in the house.
How you doing?
It's our favorite part of the week. It's a Friday. Back after this.
As soon as you are able.
Ashwaubenon to Alloway. This is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. While corrosive democracy news from Washington continued this week, state news ranged from good in Delaware and Mississippi, mixed in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, to downright ugly in New Hampshire. Voting Rights Lab reports the Delaware Senate advanced SB 2 and SB 3, constitutional amendments allowing 10 days of early voting and no-excuse absentee voting. Legislative versions of both bills passed last year, but the Delaware Supreme Court found that the state constitution didn't enable them. The General Assembly must pass them again next year for them to be adopted. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Mississippi to redraw state Senate districts for DeSoto County, which it found violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act by diluting a majority black section of the county, according to Mississippi Today. State officials in North Carolina found fewer issues among the 5,000 military and overseas voters than the Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin claimed, but the highly questionable post-election review of voter eligibility continues. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday appealed a federal court ruling directing county officials to count otherwise eligible mail-in ballots without a date. The New Hampshire Senate advanced SB 213, which would require voters applying by mail for an absentee ballot to enclose a copy of their birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers, almost certainly disenfranchising otherwise eligible voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, who's going to be all over the area this next week or so.
That's a rumor's get started.
I know, but we're with Strategic right now, a wonderful local artist. And I love this. I mean, we've talked about artists, you know, whatever. We've never had one that is passionate about doing songs for kids. And I think this is so you have kids yourself.
I do.
And you're a teacher.
Yeah.
So this is something near and dear. Tell us about doing something like this, writing songs and producing them for children.
The nice thing is they're shorter.
So, the kids
or this studio?
Oh, the songs and I was waiting on.
And the kids, yeah. Yeah, shorter attention spans, too.
Well said.
That'll work for us. But,
it's been a different process, different in recording and promoting it, so it's been a huge learning curve.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game, but it's fun, a lot of fun.
Our friend of the show, Billy Grisak, also has been doing some kids' songs for a long, long time. He's got still dealing with some health issues. Want to say hi to Billy and
Mr.
whatnot,
Mr. Billy.
And
I love Billy.
So he just want to say that we're looking out for him, thinking of him. But so when it comes down to the motivation to write kids' songs, we're talking about that a little bit. How do you get your music out there? Do you do schools, programs, or how do you move your music to get into the ears of young people?
Yeah, I've done a lot of different things. I've done some festivals and I've done farmers markets and a lot of different things like that. I've been in a few schools and libraries, and that's something that I want to push a little bit more with this next release, trying to get out there into the community. I love doing community events, so that'd be huge.
I think that's a good market for you, simply because it's basically untapped, and you can make your a living during the day doing such a thing, and schools pay for that stuff. I'm just saying that out loud because I think that's a fantastic way for a guy like yourself to get your music out there, get paid decently. I mean, really decently for that as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to ask musicians if there was one thing that influenced you, be it a relative,
spark,
your parents.
You took that spark and they encouraged it.
A teacher or maybe somebody that you saw on TV or listened to. I'm always curious as to what
made you give your life to this?
In general, yep. Or
just, oh. Is there a person? Is there one thing like your seventh grade music teacher? Or...
No, I can't pinpoint one specific instance or thing or person. But
when did you pick up your first instrument? Like, when did you really get into this?
I got my first guitar for my 16th birthday.
It's kind of late, almost.
It is actually. One of my friends got a guitar, and then I was like, oh, well, I want a guitar. So that was kind
of part of that because the girls like guys with guitars, say, yes or no?
That just gives had a yes nothing or, to do with
it's
it.
It's one word 16. Answer, a yes 16. Or a no.
Could completing afford a the car. Fifth.
Well, we want to hear some of this from your new album, the children's songs. Does it have a name?
Awesome, Fun, Cool, and Amazing, Volume 2.
Nice.
I love it.
And how do we get a hold of your music?
Yeah, so Spotify, Amazon, Apple, anywhere you stream music, or Bandcamp is a great one.
Okay.
I'm sure you know about that.
And where do we find you socially?
Socially is Strategic Rock, usually, if you just look that up. Anywhere you'll find me. So.
Fantastic.
Let's hear some Strategic Rocking It Out with children's music on your new album. It's great stuff. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. This is called Shota. Shota, Limit Your Screens. I walked in, saw him sitting on the couch. I said, how many have you watched? They said, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. And I said, I think that is just about enough. Next came crying, yelling sort of stuff. Now it's clear to me, you've reached your shoulder. So I said, limit your screens, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. Well, it hadn't even been 2 hours. This whole plan went totally sour. They are asking me what they can do. And I said, almost anything that you please, except for staring at a screen. That's the way it goes when you've reached your shoulder. So I said, limit your screens, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. Limit your screens, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. All these screens are making us insane. Maybe you should go outside and play.
Strategic. That is awesome.
Rain today.
Outstanding.
I don't know who's going to vote higher on that. The kids or the parents.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's a great
friend,
song.
You got to write it for both.
Being here.
That is perfect.
Dennis at Tanner's
Thank you guys
tonight.
So much.
Stadium View next week.
Fun.
See you next
Have
week.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
It's almost here, the NFL Draft. Hear the latest from the Stadium View, Green Bay Parks, and Green Bay Transit. Join me,
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Paris signaling that President Trump and U.S. negotiators might soon abandon peace talks between Russia and Ukraine if no progress is made in the coming days. ABC's James Longman with more from the Foreign Desk.
This was surprisingly blunt from Marco Rubio. The Secretary of State has been in Paris for meetings with European leaders about a deal to stop the war in Ukraine. He told reporters, "We need to determine very quickly now, and I'm talking about in a matter of days, whether or not this is doable." He said, "If it's not going to happen, then, quote, we are just going to move on."
A spokesman for the Houthis in Yemen says 74 people were killed, more than 70 wounded in Yemen amid the new campaign targeting the rebels. A 20-year-old student in police custody following yesterday's shooting on the campus of Florida State University. Tallahassee police say he killed two and wounded several other people. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen allowed to see the wrongly deported and detained Kilmer Albrego Garcia in El Salvador. This is ABC News.